You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions and student voices.
What is your name and what position are you running for?
My name is Vedika and I'm running for International Officer.
Why are you running for this position?
I'm very passionate about working for the university and the Students' Union. I have been working closely with the Students' Union since my first year. In my second year, I have held the post of International Events Coordinator for the Student Network and the General Secretary for the Indian Society. Along with these roles, I've also worked as a welcome mentor, a global buddy mentor, and I am also the course representative for psychology.
And what are your main manifesto points?
So I have five main manifesto points. Firstly, to increase the funding and scholarship opportunities for international students, because I feel that there are many students who are deserving, but they are not able to become a part of the wonderful community here at Nottingham because of financial problems. So I feel that that's one of my main points that I'll be working at.
And which point are you most passionate about and why?
I am most passionate about two points. Firstly, the funding and increasing the funding and scholarship opportunities. Secondly, working towards improving facilities at the Sutton Bonington campus, because I feel that they are, since they are a little far from the city and the other campuses, they would need a few more facilities to run more smoothly that will be useful to them in the long run.
What would be the first issue you would address if you won?
The first issue I would address is, firstly, again, increasing funding and opportunities for international students, because that's my main point. Secondly, creating awareness about the ISN itself and my role as officer, because I feel that there are many students who are unaware about the existence of the organization and the support it offers to them. So I want them to know that there is a body in the university that is there to support them and is there to represent them.
And finally, what are you most looking forward to about Campaign Week?
Well, everything. I'm looking forward to everything. Hopefully it's going to be a good journey, an exciting one. And I will be having the support of all my friends, my campaigners, and all the students will be able to understand my views and concerns and support me through that.
So what's your name and what position are you running for?
Okay, my name is Dennis, or Mr. Worldwide, as it says on my manifesto, and I'm running for International Officer.
Why are you running for this position?
Well, obviously I'm international myself. Well, you have to be to run. But I also feel like I've experienced like all the troubles of an international student here, and I really want to like make sure that for the new like students next year and so on and so forth, like it's just much easier and smoother transition.
So what are your main manifesto points?
So I've got five main points, and my first one is to enhance representation, like by providing cooperation between like course reps, as in like international course reps and ISN and international officer and so on and so forth. My second main point is to provide supporting services for international students, like proofreading if your language is like, if your native language is not English, so you could get some proofreading help. I think there is one already, but it needs to be like promoted. And maybe get like SU to be able to be a UK-based guarantor once you need to apply for like accommodation, like a house, because otherwise you have to pay the whole fee in advance and it's just too much. My third main point is to increase the amount of cultural events, like culture-oriented events, and just to make it more diverse throughout the year. So it's not just International Week or like International Welcomes, it's just right before normal welcome. But like throughout the whole year, there's fun stuff to do. My fourth main point is to make the like SU profile more, or like make the idea of international university more prominent in the student union profile by campaigning, maybe working with catering team in terms of like what food they serve in halls, so make sure that they're always halal, kosher, vegan options and all of that, because obviously different background people have different types of dietary requirements. And my last one is like quite small in terms of, I can't really talk about it much, but it's big in the terms of implementation, but I want to work towards that international officer becomes a full-time job rather than a part-time officer, so it's more just to maximize its utility, really, to make it like more efficient to
So out of those manifesto points, which one are you most passionate about and why?
I feel like it's either supporting services or enhance like the representation of their interests. So it's either my first or second point. That's probably also why I put first or second. Well, the supporting services, it's because it is really hard to be an international student and, like, move to England, especially if you just moved for your university degree. It's a lot of things to think about. If you've never lived, like, outside your home before, like, imagine you have to think of all your documents by yourself, like your visa. Then it's a whole different language, like 24/7 for a lot of us as well. And it's just a lot of things to think about. And if there is more support, it's just much nicer. It feels smoother and stuff.
So if you were to win, what would be the first issue that you'd want to address?
Well, considering I'll start in the beginning of the year, it's definitely there in terms of events, because the first thing that people see is a welcome week, and the fact that international welcome is right before actual welcome, then nothing is really happening for international students. Like, that needs to be addressed as the first, but barely, because it's like time wise it's the first thing that comes for the students. It's a welcome week, so make more international activities like throughout the first couple of months at uni, so people feel like more home.
And finally, what are you most looking forward to about this campaign week?
Looking forward to, I feel like I really look forward to Monday when the voting starts and, like, the campaign goes intense and you just see people everywhere, like, everyone's campaigning or just people walking around and you just talk to them, give them leaflets. It's just, like, fun to interact with people.
What is your name and what position are you running for?
So my name is Ni Kyo, but most people call me Ni, because I support you as a NECAP. And I'm a second year politics and international relations student, and I'm running for international students officer.
So why are you running for this position?
As an international student myself, I find that there are a lot of issues among international students, and I've had quite some time running for events and was integrating multiple culture together, but the really, really deep reason I want to run for is it comes from mundane wishes, is that, well, I'm paying so much money, I might as well run for something and change my life for the better, not only so, but for all my peers and my friends, because the majority of my friends are international, not just from Asia, but from Europe as well.
So what are your main manifesto points?
So I got 5 main manifesto points. The first one is about finance. So not many, actually none of my friends knew about the Student Crisis Fund before I looked up on the finance service and saw that. I was like, wow, didn't know this thing exists. No one talks about it. Mm. Well, why students a lot of the times were in tight spot and need like small loans. And that's a bit unfair that, hey, we're here, we need this service. Second of all, I was thinking a lot about, like, you know, the dean list in America, where they award students fairly if they're high achieving, and I think students in general, especially internationals, they should get a recognition for their hard work. Second point is about your well-being, because among the international communities it's often a stigma to talk about your mental health. We ignore it, we just, you know, bury it underneath, what's the English saying?
Underneath the sand.
Yes, underneath the sand. See, international students' problem, we don't get your idioms a lot. But yes, that is really important, especially about LGBTQ community, because that's even like, even though we're moving forward, it's still sort of a stigma. We need to reach out to those students. Third point would be housing security, because, oh my days, I can talk about this all day, about storage space. There's not enough storage space for us. We pay so much money and we can't store our stuff. So I need to sort that out with halls and estate. And also for students living in Lenton, security is a massive issue. Mm. The council could really improve their help and assisting with the student union and the university. So I think that's really important for our well-being. The fourth one, I'm getting to an end, don't worry. career opportunities is quite a big thing, because for us internationals, if you're not in the EU, then it's quite difficult for you to get an internships or part-time jobs that suits your visa requirements. For example, my brilliant friend in law, she was rejected by all small firms because, well, you're an international, we have to, like, you know, cater for your visa, etc. So I think by reaching out to local business in Nottingham, by giving international students more chances, they can really improve not just their CV, but, you know, opportunities in the future. And lastly is about cultural inclusivity, because trust me, at first, like, it's impossible to get to know British people like you. It's hard. We international is just on one side, and local British people don't go to international events. And I want to just, like, erase that line there. I want to celebrate the differences and the similarities. Nottingham should be your home from afar. It should be where you make friends for life and be able to, you know, enjoy your culture and spread your knowledge and values.
So which of those manifesto points are you most passionate about and why?
This may sound silly, but actually it's about storage space. No, if you think about it, say, for example, you're an Italian student. It's quite close here, not too far. But you have, say, 3 big suitcases of stuff. You had 31-week contract. And you have to think, what do I trade off? Do I bring the stuff I want here and bring less necessities? So it's got financial impact, it's got stress impact, and it takes up so much of your time just packing, moving. We don't get picked up. Oh God, I wish my parents could just pick me up like the local students with their cars. So yes, if I could actually sort that, if I were to be elected, that I think would help a majority number of internationals.
So I suppose, would that be the first issue that you would address if you won, or would it be something else?
I think so, alongside with the housing issues, like house guarantors. If you don't have a UK guarantor, you pay either upfront 6 months or the whole year if you're international. So that's ridiculous. I want a systemic housing system that's like connect the students and the landlords. So it's so important that students don't get cheated on.
Yeah.
It's really unfair.
So kind of finally, what are you most looking forward to about Campaign Week?
It's going to be an exciting week because I know that my main opponents, who are Dennis and Vedika, I know them personally. They're my friends as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out because they are very, very capable candidates. And I trust in their abilities, but I also want to prove that I'm the best candidate. So that is going to be fun for me. Oh, yes, making friends, actually. Because, no, you won't believe this, but maybe you do. You work in media. I've met like 20 new friends for the past 2 days just by running around campus asking, can I ask you a question, please? And the people are just surprisingly nice about it. And they're like, yeah, sure, I'll tell you about my experience in Nottingham. Oh, that's just absolutely lovely. I love it. Never tried it before. Push me out of my comfort zone. Never thought I'd be that kind of person, but ugh, brilliant. Thanks, election.
This is URN.